Welcome to the Mastery Podcast with your host, Mark Coles. I have dedicated the last 15 years as a fitness professional to mastering my mind, my craft, and my business. It is my passion and mission to help each of you to do the same. Over the coming episodes, I will be providing you with all the necessary tools to be able to take full control of your career and your life. I'm really looking forward to going on this very exciting journey with you. So let's get started. What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Mastery Podcast. I hope you and your family are safe and well. You know, when it comes to the word family and relationships with those that are close to us, this time has certainly brought all of us closer together. I, for one, am speaking to my family so much more frequently at the moment. And, you know, it's kind of given me that appreciation that while I have a lot going on, I value that connection time with my family. And, you know, a very, very valuable lesson that it's kind of brought to me is to bring more of that balance together. Because I know how fulfilled it makes me feel to have that connection time. And so I'm sure you're in a very similar situation that, you know, these challenging times have brought a lot to us, help us realign relationships. And the other thing that I know for you guys as fitness professionals it's done is really brought forward the importance of value. Your clients are seeing how much value you're bringing to their lives. And maybe that's something that you've kind of undervalued or you've not appreciated. And I know that the majority of you listening to this are going to come out a better coach, a better person, better at building relationships because you've seen what matters. And that leads me really nicely into today's episode because something that's a bit of a hot topic at the moment, certainly is with the coaches that I'm supporting at the moment, is Facebook groups. Now, before I kind of get into Facebook groups, let me rewind a little bit and just talk about the word relationship building. Because many of you will not be familiar with the word funnels, or as I like to call them, conveyor belts. You won't be aware of this process of relationship building that's a kind of marketing language, whereby the first time people hear about you, we call that kind of awareness. And then that's when you see someone's content or someone tells you about somebody else and you maybe start following them or reading articles. And then you start engaging with their content a little bit more. Maybe at a superficial layer, you know, you come across a piece of content, you see an article, maybe you watch something on a YouTube channel, but you're not fully engaged with that person yet. You see their content. And then you start to become a bit more engaged. You actually want to look out for their content. And it's like, you know, I call it a conveyor belt. It's like, you know, at the beginning, if you can imagine a conveyor belt, at the beginning when something lands on the conveyor belt, that's the first time it's touched the kind of rubber. And then the conveyor belt's moving along. And as you're moving somebody along this conveyor belt, as something is moving along the conveyor belt, if you imagine this is a person, at the other end of the conveyor belt, there is like a crane and it picks up the person, providing that enough value has been given to that person along. If not, they just fall off the end of the conveyor belt. So your job as a marketer, essentially, is to provide as much value as somebody for somebody as they're moving along this conveyor belt, so that at the end, the crane picks that person up and says, yes, that's someone who's going to be a customer. So your job, essentially, as you know, I use the word marketing a lot because I want you to know what marketing is. And marketing is communication. Marketing is relationship building, because the more somebody knows you, the more somebody connects with you, the more somebody values you, the more somebody that can relate to you, and the more that somebody feels that you have the problem to their solution, the more likely it is that they're going to become a client. So on this conveyor belt, when somebody joins a conveyor belt at the beginning, let's say a machine drops that person on the conveyor belt, they don't know you. They've just heard about you. They maybe just come across a post or something. And as that conveyor belt's moving along, the job of a marketer, as in you, is to provide more content, more value, deepen the relationship to the point where that person is ready to become a customer. And essentially, when the conveyor belt picks somebody up off the end, that's a customer. That's when somebody's committed to buying from you. Now, the problem is a lot of times, and this is where I'm going to get into Facebook groups, the problem with a lot of times when it comes to marketing is that the content that you're providing is like a superficial layer, right? It's like you're having a conversation with somebody. You haven't, on a date, gone for a meal yet. Now, the meal doesn't guarantee a relationship. The meal's like a date. So if you're always talking to somebody at the bar, imagine that's like your Instagram. Imagine that's your normal Facebook page. Imagine that's like talking to people on in the gym. That's like talking to people in a bar. That's like that superficial conversation. But the job of a marketer should always be to try, and you guys, please understand, if you're trying to get people to buy from you, you need to understand that marketing and becoming a marketer or having a marketing mindset is an essential thing for you to develop. And once that person is kind of like superficially getting to know you, that's engaging with your content, can we in any way, shape or form deepen the relationship? Can we get to the point where that person actually makes a commitment? Now, you may or may not have heard of the word lead magnet. This is for another day. But a lead magnet is basically asking for an email address of somebody. You may have given your email address to me in exchange for something. You certainly did if you listened to my webinar the other day. You certainly did if you downloaded my 30-day personal training series. You certainly did if you downloaded my How to Attract Your Ideal Client webinar. You certainly did if you've downloaded anybody else's free product. That is deepening the relationship. So you're giving something in exchange for something of high value. Now, if, as a coach, you don't necessarily have all those at the moment, you don't have a website, you don't have a somewhere that you can collect email addresses, is there a way that you can deepen the relationship with somebody? Is there a way that you can ask somebody to make a commitment that goes beyond the normal Instagram, Facebook, social media, day-to-day marketing that you do, to the point where you can take somebody and go, I provide a specific amount of value in a particular place, and I'd like you to join me. Now, if you got somebody to join a private inner circle community of yours, that is like a corral. You got loads of people at the corral, and then you filter the people into a pen. Whenever you have a pen of people that have told you that they're interested in, if you have a group of people that are interested in muscle building, if you have a group of people that are interested in weight loss, if you have a group of people that are interested in postnatal, they're individual segmented groups of people. When you know that that community is in that segmented corral, that pen, all with the same goal, you can change your language. You can become more specific. So here's the thing. During this time right now, during the lockdown period, every single one of you listening to this podcast should have a Facebook group of people that know you, people that follow you from your Facebook page, from your Instagram page, from your email list, even locally as a personal trainer, local businesses that you've spoke to in the past, and try and get essentially as many people as you can who, it's not just a case of knowing you, but the people that you know that would be genuinely interested in having a degree of your products and services that could potentially turn into a client inside a private Facebook group. Because then you are another step closer to that person potentially becoming a client. At a bar, talking to a group of guys or girls, you start getting friendly with somebody and say, look, could I give you my number? I'd love to go for a drink. That doesn't guarantee a relationship. That guarantees a drink where you can then get a chance to showcase your talents and skills and social skills or relationship building skills to see whether or not you're going to be a right match for that person. So one thing that's important to understand in marketing is that there's the superficial conversation that we have with people, and then there's got to be a time where you deepen the relationship. And right now, Facebook groups are so valuable because you can segment the right type of people into a private community. And when they're in there, you can start giving them more than you would do in your Instagram page, more than you would do on your Facebook page, more than you would do inside your emails. So on your normal personal Facebook page, what you can do is you can click on the home in the top left-hand corner when you see the on your desktop, when you see the newsfeed, you'll see on the left groups. If you click on groups, create a group. It's as simple as that. A group is essentially a private community which people have to request permission to join. And when somebody's in that private community, they will see your content way more effectively than they would do necessarily on your Instagram or Facebook page, your Facebook normal personal profile. They have said that they want to be a part of that community. How do you get people into your Facebook group? You would tell people, join my Facebook group. No, there is zero value in joining my Facebook group. Join my private community, where during this time, I'll be providing you with a daily workout to follow. I'm going to be providing you with nutrition, recipes, meal plans. I'm going to be providing you with bi-weekly, or should I say every second day, not bi-weekly, but every second day, I'm going to be doing a live Q&A. And then I'm going to be putting on there some live recipe cooking. I'm going to be doing motivational videos and support, as well as having everybody in the group support each other through this time. So somebody that knows you, somebody that's not part of a group, somebody that's struggling at home at the moment, somebody goes, they go, how? Wow. Like Mark has just created a private community where they can support, guide each other and help each other. How amazing is that? You know, during this time, there are over 320 trainers inside my private Brand Impact Mastery Facebook community. On a Monday and on a Wednesday, at 6:30, I do a live. Tomorrow's the next one. And in that live, I answer all the issues that are facing that trainers are facing with. I delve deeper into marketing. I delve deeper into sales. I delve deeper into product development and business and coaching. And on a Monday and Wednesday, I say to coaches, if you want to be a part of my Brand Impact Mastery community, where I'm live every Monday and Wednesday, as well as learning my 28-module course in business and marketing, not only join me on Monday and Wednesday, but you'll also get the whole course. People go, wow, I want to be a part of that. But this is a point, guys. It's deeper than what you would get off anything else. Deeper than you would get off my podcast. Deeper than you would get off any email from me. Deeper than you'd get from my social media content. So there's a purpose to being in there that people get access to me. So the Facebook community, and I'm using that as an example, as a fitness professionalist, I said to you, would you like to have me on a Monday and Wednesday for an hour answer all your problems and listen to another? I think there was over 85 trainers on the last call last week, Monday and Wednesday, all going through the same challenges, but getting support and guidance from me. So the point I'm trying to make is, can you make your Facebook group something that people would want to join? So during this time, inside the Facebook group, I'm going to be sharing you exactly how you can recreate a lot of the workouts in that you're doing in the gym, obviously with a lot less load, maybe with bands and dumbbells, but I'm going to be showing you tips and tricks of how you can actually make that work at home. I'm going to be supporting with your nutrition, and I want you to join me. Now, why am I telling you this? Well, I'm telling you this because inside that community, people get more. If they get more, they get an opportunity to see how you provide part of the solution to the problem that exists for them. The problem that exists for people at the moment is they don't know how to train. They don't know whether they should be having pulling their calories down, how their meal plans should look. They don't know how to structure and schedule their day. They're going a bit crazy at home because they don't really know kind of how to keep motivated. And you say, don't worry, I've got your back. That's all inside this private community. Now, how does this all benefit you kind of further down the line? Well, if you have a private Facebook community and you can become very, very good, it takes time at getting engagement in the community, creating valuable content, creating valuable conversations, creating engagement between each other in the community, you will start to notice who are the most highly engaging people in that community. Now, you can see who's highly engaging because they're leaving comments. You can see the questions that people are asking, and you can know the problems that they're facing, and you can create additional content. Inside that Facebook group, you get a chance to show people better than you can on your Instagram page, your Instagram stories, or your Facebook page, how you can help them to solve part of the problem. Now, maybe right now you can give enough information to help people lose 3 or 4 pounds over the next couple of weeks. Do like a 10-day challenge and say, who's going to join me in the Facebook group? And we're going to lose between 6 and 8 pounds. We're going to follow this plan. We're going to train one cardio in the morning, HIIT session, one weights in the afternoon. We're going to do some flexibility and mobility. I'm going to take you through that. And during this time, people are finding it really, really valuable. People are communicating with you. People are having a good time. It's in a private community. At the point of doing this, you can either start to message people individually and build up a deeper connection through messages, or you can actually, through live videos and live communications, suggest to people that if they want more from you, they can get access to you with your private coaching. There's no reason why you can't sell inside your private community, because you have a group, whether it's 50, 100, 150, 500 of people that have said they're joining your group because they're specifically interested in the thing that you help people achieve. Not your Facebook group page, not your Instagram page, where there's a lot of people that may be on your page that won't necessarily buy from you. But what you can do is take everybody off your normal Instagram or Facebook page, normal Instagram stories, and segment them into a pen of people that want to potentially, not necessarily 100% work with you, but they have the problem that you help people to solve. So what I want you to do is to think of your Facebook group as deepening the relationship on this conveyor belt. As I said, a lead magnet, providing something of high value in exchange, in this case, please join my Facebook community. Now, once you've got a clear message, which is, my Facebook community is for men and women who are looking to be motivated, inspired, educated in weight loss and nutrition during this time, and those who want to lose weight, feel great, and come out of this a better person and in control of their body shape. I want to create this group to inspire and motivate people to maintain their physique, even drop a little bit of body fat, but I'm going to give you the exact tools that you can use to try and replicate as much as you can of the gym environment at home with bands and barbells and dumbbells, or dumbbells and bands. There's a reason for people to join it. So you are essentially providing a deeper part of the solution to the problem that exists for people. Now, how do you get people to engage inside these Facebook groups? Because a lot of coaches say to me, you know, I've created a Facebook group, people are in there, but no one's engaging. Well, here's the thing. Engagement basically means you've got to work hard. It's about effort, which means you've got to think about content. So if you can now create a segmented group of people that are interested in weight loss or muscle building or fat loss or motivation, and you put that down on a piece of paper and you think, what are all the things that they're struggling with right now? Not create a diet plan, maybe different ways of cooking food, maybe actual workouts to follow. Maybe in the morning they're struggling with motivation to know how to plan their day. Maybe they're struggling to just have a laugh. There's 4 ideas for you. And you write them down and think, okay, tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to share something a little bit humorous. I'm going to, you know, share something I'm doing at home, maybe a food challenge, cooking challenge, exercise challenge. Give them something to do so they can put it in the group and they can feel like, if you can give a reason for people to put stuff in the group, that's engagement. Then you want to share a bit of education and advice around the areas that you know they're struggling with, you know, whether it's food planning or training, how you set your training program up, how you get more out of your training program, how you push more effort. You can do it live every evening where you can get everyone to not ask you questions. You want to go in on live, always go on live with 3 or 4 questions that you've kind of had from people in the past and go in and answer them, and they can go back and watch the live and they'll answer and they'll put questions and DMs in there. Then you can start engaging and talking backwards and forwards with people. But you've got to treat your Facebook group like a friendship. You've got to create engagement. And you've also got to make sure that you're in there consistently. Because you can't expect people to engage, because it's a relationship thing. Unless you ask people to engage, unless you ask people to leave a comment, unless you ask people to upload a video, and unless you encourage people and allow people to show your vulnerable side. So they will have you on a pedestal at the moment. They'll think, oh, yeah, Mark doesn't do anything that kind of like, you know, he's always quite serious. So why would your clients do anything related to putting a video in? They're a bit nervous about doing that. So think about, what can people share and do that doesn't necessarily make them look silly? Because they're not necessarily going to put videos of themselves, because people have got a fear of looking silly on social media. So then you might say, well, share some food. Well, they don't mind sharing some food. You know, if you've got any funny videos or memes that you're noticing coming up at the moment, just share them in the group. Let's make each other laugh. Anything you find funny, share what you want them to share. So if you're prepping food and say, look, I made this. This is what I put together. If you've got any own recipes, put it in there. I tried this exercise out at home. It worked really well. Share that because you've been doing that too. So the point here is you have to do the work for the engagement. But what is the point? What's the point of having this Facebook group? Let's keep going back. The superficial kind of relationship building that you have on Facebook and Instagram, if you're lucky to try and get people to engage with you and get to your DMs, that's great, because that's where I've talked before about how to sell with inside your DMs. But in your Facebook groups, you can do the same. Now, you don't create a Facebook group and Instagram page and all that sort of stuff if you don't want to grow your business. So your Facebook group is deepening the relationship where you now know that the people in that group want to learn from you, want to benefit from your knowledge, want to benefit from your the results that you've achieved with other people. They know that there's a reason to join it. They're going to get something more value for free. So you got to bring it. Put workouts in there, put motivational videos in there, put go live, put what food you're preparing, give them a bit of education a couple of times a week around the areas that you know they want to learn more about. Almost provide most of the solution to the problem without providing the solution, which is booking you. Now, once they've been in there and they've been engaging and they're leaving comments, you can start sending them DMs, engaging with their comments. They then are starting to get to know you a lot better. And it's at that point, especially in some of your videos or your lives, to not be frightened to say, guys, I'm loving helping you guys in this group. You know, but you know, there's a point where you're going to get to with your nutrition and your training where you're just going to need it a little bit more bespoke. So I'm going to reach out to you right now. Anybody in the group today gets a 10-minute phone call, 15-minute phone call, where I can actually go through your current diet plan and training. That's a opportunity then to open yourself up to people to go, you know, I'm going to reach out to Mark and say, how can I get to work with you a little bit more? How can you help me? So when you had the phone call, it's on that phone call that you can transfer people into more of the sales scenario, which you can go back to one of the podcasts I talk about, you know, how to sell without selling, okay? So what are we looking at here? We're taking superficial conversations and relationships and content that you're putting on social media, which is going to everybody, and we're now segmenting people from your Instagram and Facebook page and even your email list into a group that says, yes, I want to learn more from Mark on these topics. Then you provide that extra layer that's not necessarily found on your other social media platforms to the point where people engage with you, build relationships with you, and then you sell from inside the group. Now, here's the other thing. If you start a Facebook group and you think, well, hold on, Mark, I don't want to just build an online business at the moment. I want to help my personal training business grow. And I said to somebody the other day, here's the thing. If you start a Facebook group right now and you're a local personal trainer in Wigan DW, where are all the members of Wigan DW? They're either on the DW page or they're in the local area, right? Well, are there other businesses that they probably follow as well? So could you not reach out to some of the local restaurants that have got a Facebook page and say, look, I'm providing free workouts inside my group. I'm one of the trainers at DW in Wigan. I'd love it if you could post on your social media page, support me and help people get lean, be healthy in strong mind and body during these times. Could you share it on your page? Of course, you know, the local butchers could share it. The local burger bar could share it. So you could reach out to people. Now, here's the thing. If you could grow your Facebook group to 150 people that weren't necessarily following you in Wigan and then said, look, you know, the lockdown's over, join my Facebook page, whatever, or you could turn them into part of an email list and ask them all for their email addresses to support them through their journey moving forward. And you have a great opportunity to sign those people up who you may have turned into online clients who wouldn't have normally been clients into personal training clients as soon as Wigan DW gyms back open again. So for personal trainers, Facebook groups are a no-brainer because you can build a better relationship with people in and around your community at the moment. For online coaches, your Instagram and your Facebook isn't necessarily segmenting down to the specific audience of people that you train. But if you go to your Insta stories and say, guys, I've just, after the last couple of weeks, put together a Facebook group, and all you need to do is click the link in my bio, go to the Facebook group, but inside the Facebook, you're going to get X, Y, Z. So you've got to put at least four or five things that you're going to give them for free that makes it more attractive than being on your Instagram page. Private community where I'm actually going to help you with your nutrition. I'm going to put workouts in there. I'm going to put training programs in there for workout plans for you to follow. I'm going to support you with your nutrition. I'm going to do daily videos. I'm going to do like a live twice a week where you can come on, ask me questions, and I'll help you. You might think, oh, Mark, you're giving away too much here. You're not. You actually need to give away way more than you think to build a relationship with somebody before they buy. Think of the amount of podcast episodes, 149 I think we're on today, right? 149. And you could go through all these podcast episodes and say, wow, that's a lot of content. There's a lot of trainers that will message me and say, my business is turning over more money and I have more clients and better results simply from listening to the podcast. Then there'll be others of you that say, I want to be a part of Mark's Facebook group. I want to be a part of Brand Impact Mastery. You know, if you want me to help you during this time, I'll tell you right now, why wouldn't you be in my Facebook group? Because you get to speak to me tomorrow night and 85 coaches and listen to the problems that they have, which actually, if you got one solution from it, would pay for itself 10 times simply by being a part of my Facebook community. And if you want to be a part of it, just send me a DM, BIM, inside my Instagram, and I will send you the link of how you can get that at a special discounted rate during the lockdown period. It's a no-brainer, but you've got to message me to find out what the discounted price is, because it's going to blow your mind. So if you want to be part of the live calls Monday and Wednesday, drop me a DM. Facebook groups for you guys right now are a little golden pot of clients and revenue and results. Because if you can think about this, during this time, people want things for free. During this time, people want to be a part of somewhere that's going to give them part of the solution beyond what they currently know. So if they haven't got, if I give you, let's say, inside your Facebook group, you give 3 workouts a week that you can rotate. Nutrition guidelines, inspiration, motivation, lives, and Q&As. Why would I not join your Facebook group? And in there, that's when they're following the programs, the diet, inspiration, the lives, they're getting better, building better relationships up with you. And that's the point in which you can then start messaging them, answering questions, start watching who are the people that are engaging the most, because they are the people that are ready to sell to. Just like in the gym, the people that are asking the questions all the time are the ones to sell to. So inside your Facebook group is where you're going to notice the people that are likely to turn into clients. Your job is to then bring them into clients. And if that Facebook group is a local one and you build up relationships with local businesses and get local businesses to promote you and run your group, even if you're not directly selling right now, imagine the connections you're going to have at the end of this when the gym opens, just like in DW Wigan. Then you can reach out to everybody and say, I really hope you've enjoyed the support that I've given you at the moment. We're going back into DW Wigan on Monday, and I'd love it if you want a free training session with me, you want to book a consultation call, just send me a DM. But please remember, if the other thing that's important in the group is if people are doing well, and if people are progressing, and you hear that they're saying they're doing well, give them a 20-minute added value call. Try and find out how well they're doing. Try and actually get them to comment in the group how well they're doing as a result of the group. Because you can share that on your stories. It gives people another reason to get into the group. You can share that on your Instagram page. People in your group, don't worry about giving them that much value, which means they're going to do very, very well as a result of the support and guidance you're giving them throughout this time. I have to tell you guys, you know, I've got multiple Facebook groups, and they're all segments of different people at different stages, whether it's the personal training mentorship, whether or not it's the Elite Business Mastermind, whether it's the Brand Impact Mastery, which again, you know, Brand Impact Mastery is where I'm essentially turning fitness professionals into fitness business professionals. And I'm actually giving you the tools and tricks of the trade to be able to level up and become more professional, more business focused and marketing focused. And that's a community where everybody's coming together, you know, and I've got all my individual segmented pockets of coaches all doing different things and all progressing onto different areas because of the engagement and relationships that they build within the community. So you've got to think about this, right? There is huge amounts of value in you guys going just that extra knot. I'm not very good at social media. It doesn't matter. You are missing out on opportunity if you don't have people collected in one place that you could actually guide into deeper relationships and turn them into clients, whether it's now or further down the line. So Facebook groups, guys, very, very valuable. If you're stuck, you don't know what to do, all you need to do is go to Instagram, MarkColesM10, send me a message and just say, I'm stuck. I'll do you a voice note and just answer your problem. And again, please remember, if you want to be a part of the Brand Impact Mastery community, join me live at Hopper 6 tomorrow on Zoom with over 85 coaches, 325 in the group. Send me BIM into my Instagram page and I will tell you exactly what you need to do to get involved. But for now, get out there. Get a Facebook group, deepen the relationships and connections with people, with your audience, and you will be reaping massive rewards. As always, guys, please share the podcast. Let's help more personal trainers, fitness professionals, online coaches all the way around the world to be able to build a better business during this time and build rock solid foundations so that you guys can skyrocket as soon as we get out of this. Take care. have a great day and stay safe.